These are the 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time observations for the upstate on Monday, January 11th. At Greenville Spartanburg International Airport, it was clear. The temperature was 25 degrees, the dew point 11, and the relative humidity 55%. The wind was calm. The pressure was 30.12 inches and rising. Downtown Greenville, it was partly cloudy. The temperature was 27 degrees. Elsewhere in South Carolina, it was clear, with a temperature of 26 at Anderson, 26 at Clemson, 24 at Greenwood, 28 at Columbia, and 33 at Charleston. In North Georgia, at Athens, it was clear, with a temperature of 23. At Atlanta, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 23. At Gainesville, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 21. In North Carolina, skies ranged from clear to partly cloudy. It was 18 at Asheville, 20 at the Rutherford County Airport, 25 at Charlotte, and 25 at Greensboro. And in East Tennessee, it was partly cloudy. It was 19 at Chattanooga, 16 at Knoxville, and 17 at Bristol. Once again at 7 a.m., at the Greenville Spartanburg Airport, it was 25 degrees and clear.
For the first time in over 15 years, upgrades are planned for the system which produces the broadcast programs for NOAA Weather Radio. A new computer system will be used to generate audio recordings of the forecasts, observations, watches, and warnings which are routinely heard over the air. The actual broadcast programming will remain unchanged, but listeners may notice that the messages are being read in a different voice. The National Weather Service office in Greenville-Spartanburg is part of a small group of offices nationwide participating in an operational test and evaluation of the new voice system. As part of this test, the transition to the new voice is currently planned to occur on this transmitter the week of January 11th. Meteorologists at the Greenville-Spartanburg office will closely monitor the quality of the new voice during the evaluation period, likely lasting a couple of months. If significant problems are discovered, the office will switch back to the original system until the problems can be fixed. Otherwise, the new system will be rolled out nationwide, likely later this year. Once again, no change is being made to the kinds of programming that will be heard on NOAA Weather Radio transmitters. Watches and warnings will continue to cause receivers to alert as before. After the new voice deploys on January 11th, if you have comments regarding the quality of the voice,
for the first time in over 15 years, upgrades have been made to the system which produces the broadcast programs for NOAA Weather Radio. A new computer program is being used to generate audio recordings of the forecasts, observations, watches and warnings created by the National Weather Service for the radio transmitters. The actual broadcast programming is the same, but listeners may notice that messages are being read in a different voice. The National Weather Service office in Greenville-Spartanburg is part of a small group of offices nationwide participating in an operational test and evaluation of the new voice system. Meteorologists at the Greenville-Spartanburg office are closely monitoring the quality of the new voice and verifying that the correct content is being broadcast. If significant problems are discovered, the office will switch back to the original system until the problems can be fixed. Once again, no change is being made to the kinds of programming heard on NOAA Weather Radio transmitters. Watches and warnings will continue to cause receivers to alert as before. If you have comments regarding the quality of this new voice, please call 1-800-267-8101. Again, that phone number is 1-800-267-8101.
This is the NOAA Weather Radio Hazards. WXJ21 broadcasting from the SCETV Tower on Paris Mountain in Greenville County, operating on the frequency of 162.550 MHz. This transmitter is serving the upstate of South Carolina.
The Greenville-Spartanburg, South Carolina climate summary for yesterday, January 10, 2016. Yesterday's high temperature of 57 degrees occurred at 2:38 p.m. The record high is 79 degrees. Yesterday's low temperature of 29 occurred at 11:39 p.m. The record low is 2 degrees. The mean temperature was 43 degrees. The normal mean is 42.019 inches of precipitation fell yesterday, which brings the monthly total to 0.50 inches. This is 0.73 inches below the normal amount of 1.23 inches for January. There were 22 heating degree days yesterday, which is one below normal. This brings the monthly total to 230, which is normal. The yearly total since July 1st is 984, which is 449 below normal. There were no cooling degree days yesterday, which is normal. This leaves the monthly total at zero, which is normal. The normal high temperature for today is 52 degrees, and the normal low is 32. The record high for today is 79, which occurred in 1949, and the record low is 2, which occurred in 1982. Sunrise today is at 7:37 a.m. and sunset is at 5:37 p.m. These are the 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time observations for the upstate on Monday, January 11th. At Greenville Spartanburg International Airport, it was clear. The temperature was 25 degrees, the dew point 11, and the relative humidity 55%. The wind was calm. The pressure was 30.12 inches and rising. Downtown Greenville, it was partly cloudy. The temperature was 27 degrees. Elsewhere in South Carolina, it was clear, with a temperature of 26.
Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of rain showers in the morning, then mostly sunny in the afternoon. Highs around 50. Chance of rain 30%. This is the NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards, WXJ21 broadcasting from the SCETV Tower on Paris Mountain in Greenville County, operating on a frequency of 162.550 MHz. This transmitter is serving the upstate of South Carolina. The Greenville Spartanburg, South Carolina climate summary for yesterday, January 10, 2016. Yesterday's high temperature of 57 degrees occurred at 2:38 p.m. The record high is 79 degrees. Yesterday's low temperature of 29 occurred at 11:39 p.m. The record low is 2 degrees. The mean temperature was 43 degrees. The normal mean is 42. 0.19 inches of precipitation fell yesterday, which brings the monthly total to 0.50 inches. This is 0.73 inches below the normal amount of 1.23 inches for January. There were 22 heating degree days yesterday, which is one below normal. This brings the monthly total to 230, which is normal. The yearly total since July 1st is 984, which is 449 below normal. There were no cooling degree days yesterday, which is normal. This leaves the monthly total at zero, which is normal. The normal high temperature for today is 52 degrees, and the normal low is 32. The record high for today is 79, which occurred in 1949, and the record low is 2, which occurred in 1982. Sunrise today is at 7:37 a.m. and sunset is at 5:37 p.m.